Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Transcend by Scott Barry Kaufman. Published in 2020, this book revisits and expands on Abraham Maslow's iconic hierarchy of human needs. Kaufman, a renowned humanistic psychologist with a PhD in cognitive psychology from Yale University, offers a fresh perspective that brings us closer to the pinnacle of self-actualization. Transcend explores deeply resonant themes such as love, connection, creativity, and purpose, showing readers how these elements can enrich our lives. Beyond theory, Kaufman gives you tangible steps to reach your highest potential, making the concept of transcendence accessible and practical for daily incorporation. This book is a treasure trove for anyone from happy individuals seeking more meaningful existence, to deep thinkers on the lookout for new self-insights, and for those curious souls on the path to self-actualization. Drawing on his extensive background as a professor at institutions like Columbia University, the University of Pennsylvania, and New York University, Kaufman's insights are enriched by his previous works, Ungifted and Wired to Create, making Transcend an essential read for anyone looking to explore the depths of human potential. Transcend, the new science of self-actualization. Introduction. What does it truly mean to be your best self? You might recall from a psychology lecture or a wellness blog the famous hierarchy of needs developed by Abraham Maslow, often depicted as a pyramid. This visualization splits human needs into five distinct levels, starting with core necessities, like safety at the pyramid's base, culminating in the pursuit of self-actualization at the peak. While this model underscores a progression, like leveling up in a video game where once you surpass one level, such as safety, you move to the next, this interpretation oversimplifies the complexity of human development. Interestingly, Maslow himself was evolving his theory further until his death in 1970, striving for a more holistic view of human existence. The insights drawn from Maslow's enduring work encourage us to view self-actualization not as a final destination, but as an integrative process. This approach does not isolate our needs, but rather combines them, fostering a comprehensive growth that extends beyond self to others. This narrative elaborates on how pursuing our fullest potential involves embedding our varied needs into a unified whole, thereby cultivating growth. Along this journey, we explore how transcendence, often seen as an elusive, esoteric state, is within our everyday reach. Let's delve deeper into understanding these principles, discovering how an engrossing read can resonate with what Maslow contemplated as transcendence. Learning about longevity and inherent human needs through the lifestyle of a centenarian from a serene Greek island. Uncovering why adventures are more than escapades. They are vital for our mental health and personal growth. Through reimagining Maslow's vision, we find that reaching our peak potential involves intertwining our fundamental needs with actions that guide us toward a life rich with purpose and connection. Part 1: Unlocking the Foundation. The pivotal role of safety in our lives. Have you ever felt that irrational irritation when you're too hungry? Commonly termed as hanger, a blend of hunger and anger. This amusing yet genuine term sheds light on a profound truth about human behavior. When basic needs like food are not met, our emotional equilibrium is disturbed, making other feelings seem insignificant. At the very core of our survival and psychological growth lies the need for safety. This encompasses not just the physical aspect of safety, but also the emotional and psychological stability that gives us the confidence to explore and take risks in the world. The central theme here is clear. Safety underpins all other human needs. Our need for safety extends beyond just satisfying physiological requirements such as hunger. It deeply influences how we connect and form relationships with people around us, starting from a very young age through a concept known as attachment. Consider a newborn, utterly dependent on its caregivers. The infant's sense of security is closely tied to the presence and attentiveness of its caregiver. A responsive caregiver who regularly interacts with the infant fosters a sense of safety and security, encouraging the child to engage with their surroundings and explore confidently. However, if the caregiver is inconsistent or emotionally unavailable, the child may experience anxiety and insecurity, manifesting through crying or clinging behaviors. Such early experiences shape what we call an attachment style. As we grow, our attachment styles significantly affect how we relate to others. Those fortunate enough to experience a nurturing environment typically develop what is called a secure attachment style, feeling assured of acceptance and comfort in relationships. Conversely, an absence of reliable care can lead to what is known as avoidant attachment, where individuals might shy away from close relationships due to a deep-seated fear of rejection or abandonment. While most people display a mix of attachment styles, especially under stress, those with a predominantly secure attachment tend to manage life's challenges more effectively. They are better at regulating emotions and maintaining fulfilling relationships. On the other hand, those with insecure attachments, particularly the anxious type, may struggle with issues like depression and loneliness. Encouragingly, though our attachment style is initially molded during childhood, it isn't set in stone. Engaging in new positive relational experiences can gradually alter our attachment patterns, steering us towards healthier interactions and enhancing our overall emotional well-being. This adaptability underscores the profound impact of feeling safe. It's not just about survival, it's about thriving emotionally and relationally in our journey through life. Part 2: Unraveling the Essence of Human Connections. Imagine spending a sunny day on the picturesque island of Ikaria in the Aegean Sea, where you might just find yourself celebrating a local's 100th birthday. Ikaria is renowned not only for its idyllic landscapes, but also for its unusually high number of centenarians who lead remarkably active social lives. What's their secret? Surprisingly, it extends beyond the temperate climate and wholesome Mediterranean diet. The key to their longevity and vitality lies in their solid social connections. In Ikaria, the community thrives on warmth and mutual care. Neighbors don't just share a street, they share their lives, from meals to milestones, fostering a deeply interconnected society where most people reside with extended family, not in solitude. Here's the fundamental takeaway. Connection is more than a luxury. It is an essential, life-sustaining need. Human beings crave interaction. Something as simple as sharing a meal or a conversation fulfills a profound need for connection. This need breaks down into two crucial aspects: belonging and intimacy. Starting with belonging, this need is met when we feel genuinely accepted by a group, a sensation that encompasses being seen and valued rather than overlooked and ignored. The significance of belonging is underscored by the consequences of its absence. Research indicates that the distress from social exclusion mirrors physical pain, with long-term exclusion potentially leading to insomnia, depression, and other health issues. However, having connections isn't just about avoiding rejection. The quality of these connections matters deeply, which brings us to intimacy. Intimacy goes beyond general acceptance from a group. It's about fostering relationships where love, care, and protection are reciprocated. So, what are the elements of a high-quality connection? Psychologist Carl Rogers highlighted the importance of unconditional positive regard. A situation where each individual in a relationship feels acknowledged and valued, safe to express their emotions and experiences without fear of judgment. Moreover, the concept of mutuality is vital. This means both parties are actively engaged and contributing to the relationship, enhancing the bond through shared positive experiences like laughter, joy, and mutual kindness. Through these insights gleaned from the long-lived residents of Ikaria, we see that robust social connections aren't just about adding years to life, but also life to years, proving that connection, in its truest form, is indisputably a fundamental human need. Part 3. Redefining self-esteem. Beyond ego to genuine accomplishment. When the topic of high self-esteem arises, it's easy to picture the stereotype of a boastful personality, someone who seems to dominate every conversation. Common misconceptions link high self-esteem with narcissism. However, true self-esteem is rooted in much deeper and more substantial traits. Self-esteem shouldn't be confused with self-importance. Its foundation isn't built on egocentric behaviors, but rather on authentic achievements and meaningful connections with others. A preoccupation with merely boosting self-esteem could indicate underlying issues that need addressing. The essence here is straightforward. Healthy self-esteem arises from positive accomplishments and interactions. Breaking down healthy self-esteem, we find it comprises two main factors: self-worth and mastery. Starting with self-worth, this element is all about self-appreciation. Do you view yourself as a fundamentally good and likable person? Are you at peace with who you are? This sense of self-acceptance indicates sound self-worth. Nevertheless, self-worth extends beyond self-perception. As inherently social creatures, our self-esteem is significantly shaped by the esteem we receive from others. This reciprocal evaluation contributes to what is known as relational social value. When we are liked and respected by others, when we form close, positive relationships, our relational social value enhances, thus boosting our self-worth. Meanwhile, mastery represents our ability to act deliberately, accomplish our goals, and express our intentions effectively. Mastery is about feeling competent and capable. However, our assessment of personal mastery is also influenced by others through what is termed instrumental social value, the extent to which others perceive us as contributing positively to the wider community. It's important to acknowledge that mastery varies across different areas of life. Encountering persistent challenges can erode our sense of competence, leading to feelings of insecurity. Conversely, regularly achieving goals bolsters confidence, generating a positive feedback loop that heightens our overall sense of mastery. In summary, healthy self-esteem is not about dominating the stage of life, but about playing your part with competence and building meaningful connections. Understanding and nurturing both self-worth and mastery can lead to a sustainable, deeply rooted self-esteem that supports a fulfilling and balanced life. Part 4. Embracing the adventure of exploration for personal growth. Have you ever observed children lost in play, engrossed in their own miniature worlds of adventure and learning? They approach every corner of their environment with a brilliant blend of wonder and curiosity, treating it all as a vast, uncharted playground. Unfortunately, this spirit of exploration often diminishes as people transition into adulthood, as responsibilities and routines take precedence over the inherent playfulness and exploratory nature we once cherished. This diminishes not just our joy, but our potential for growth. For exploration is not merely about discovery, it's a dynamic method of personal development. The compelling insight here is clear. Exploration is a key catalyst for personal growth. But what does true exploration entail? Fundamentally, it's about venturing into the unknown to seek new knowledge and experiences. Exploration manifests in two primary forms: behavioral and cognitive. Delving into behavioral exploration first, this includes both social exploration and adventure seeking. Social exploration involves a genuine curiosity about others. It's about understanding different perspectives, engaging in meaningful conversations, and forging new connections that enrich our worldview. Adventure seeking, on the other hand, is about pushing personal boundaries and embracing physical challenges. It's about those who see a mountain and decide to conquer it, not just for the thrill, but for the resilience and personal growth that comes from overcoming daunting obstacles. However, exploration doesn't always require physical exertion, and this is where cognitive exploration comes into play. Cognitive exploration can be divided into openness to experience and an intellectual pursuit. Openness involves a deep appreciation for beauty, a willingness to immerse oneself in diverse activities, and a profound connection to artistic expressions. This facet of exploration enriches the soul, enhancing intuition and empathy. Conversely, the intellectual component of cognitive exploration focuses on abstract thinking and understanding complex concepts. It's about the joy found in solving problems, the stimulation of intellectual debates, and the endless pursuit of knowledge. Both aspects of cognitive exploration foster a holistic growth mindset that encourages continuous learning and development. By reigniting an explorative spirit akin to that of our childhood, we engage more fully with the world and its myriad opportunities for growth. Embrace exploration in all its forms and watch as it transforms not just your understanding, but your entire approach to life. Part 5. Transforming our understanding of love from scarcity to abundance. Often, in the narratives of our culture, from movies to conversations with friends, love is painted as something missing from our lives, something that once found fills a void. This perception frames love as a deficit, an emptiness that another person is supposed to complete. Yet those who experience love authentically often define it not by what they lack, but by what they give. This brings us to a compelling point. Love is more fulfilling when it's given freely without being driven by deficiency. Abraham Maslow, a luminary in humanistic psychology, categorizes two forms of love: deficiency love, D love, and being love, B love. D love manifests from a place of need, a desire to obtain love to fill perceived gaps within ourselves. However, B love is markedly different. It's not about possessing or accruing love, but about giving it unreservedly. B love isn't contingent on what one can gain, but is centered on appreciation for others and extending love outwardly. It redefines love from a mere exchange to an altruistic act, shifting the focus from a selfish need to a generous giving. How do people who embody B love navigate their relationships? Firstly, their approach to love is intertwined with their embrace of self-transcendent values. These individuals generally exhibit high degrees of tolerance, benevolence, and trustworthiness. They are marked by attributes like kindness, humility, and a capacity to forgive. Their presence is a comfort and joy to those around them, and yet, they remain capable of caring for themselves and asserting their needs when necessary. Interestingly, B love is characterized by a harmonious balance between agency and communion. Agency relates to independence and the pursuit of personal goals, while communion emphasizes openness, participation, and a collective connectivity with others. People who practice B love are adept at nurturing their own ambitions and asserting themselves while engaging deeply in fulfilling relationships. They transcend the common dichotomy of needing to receive love by fostering a robust sense of self-sufficiency coupled with a commitment to communal living. In essence, by shifting our perception of love from a deficiency that needs to be filled to an abundant resource we can freely share, we not only enrich our own lives but also deepen our connections with those around us, creating a more fulfilling and expansive experience of love. Part 6. Discovering the profound impact of purpose in our lives. Consider the story of Greta Thunberg, a young woman who transitioned from a reclusive teenager to a global environmental activist. Greta's transformation was not just a change in activities, it was a discovery of her life's purpose. This narrative brings us to a vital understanding. Purpose is the essence that infuses meaning into our lives. Purpose acts as a compass, guiding our decisions and actions, and giving them significance. It's not merely a motivational tool, it's the core around which we can align our life's activities, fueling our determination and resilience. Often, Purpose is expressed through a sense of calling, a compelling drive to engage in activities that resonate deeply with our values and ideals. Many find this calling in their professional lives, raising the question, how do you perceive your work? Is it merely a job, a stepping stone towards financial stability, or is it a calling that you would pursue regardless of monetary reward? Viewing work as a calling, something you are passionate about regardless of financial incentives, can dramatically enhance your satisfaction in both your professional and personal life. However, what if you haven't identified your calling, or if external obstacles seem insurmountable? Don't despair. You can actively cultivate purpose by setting and pursuing the right goals. When selecting goals, prioritize those that promote growth, whether personal, creative, or societal. Goals centered on personal development or communal betterment tend to yield more profound satisfaction than those aimed merely at acquiring wealth or status. Furthermore, it's crucial to choose goals for the right reasons. Choose goals that hold deep personal significance, those that resonate with your core values and aspirations. A goal that doesn't align with your intrinsic motivations is unlikely to instill a true sense of purpose. By mindfully setting goals that foster growth and resonate with our deepest values, we not only enhance our motivation but also increase the likelihood of achieving these objectives. Embracing purpose in our actions transforms routine tasks into meaningful pursuits and enriches our life with clarity and fulfillment. Part 7. Embracing the transformative power of peak experiences. Picture this. You're trekking through the sun-drenched landscapes of Arizona, pushing towards one of the planet's most revered natural marvels, the Grand Canyon. After hours under the blazing sun, you finally reach the edge. Suddenly, the vast, awe-inspiring expanse unfolds before you. In this moment, the world around you vanishes, and you're no longer just yourself. You feel a profound connection with the scenery that engulfs you. Such moments are not only unforgettable, but are critical in our journey towards self-actualization. Here's the essential insight. Peak experiences can profoundly enhance your sense of self and deepen your connection with the world. The sensation of unity with the Grand Canyon is what psychologists refer to as a peak experience. These are episodes filled with extreme beauty, wonder, joy, or tranquility that not only create lasting memories, but also foster personal growth and improve mental health. They inspire motivation, enrich relationships, diminish the fear of death, and boost our overall sense of purpose. All peak experiences share a common element, the loss of self. There are two types of self-loss. The first stems from insecurity and uncertainty, leading to a frightening feeling of losing one's identity. This type of self-loss can make the world seem strange and unsettling. However, the self-loss associated with peak experiences is vastly different. It results in a fulfilling sense of being at one with the world, marked by openness and curiosity. It might seem paradoxical, but as our individual self seems to dissolve and blend with the universe, we often feel more self-actualized. Awe is a key component of peak experiences. Whether sparked by the sheer vastness of the ocean or the grandeur of the Grand Canyon, awe combines elements traditionally seen as opposites, like fear and ecstasy. Though awe includes aspects of fear, the overall experience is profoundly positive. Experiencing awe not only enhances your life satisfaction, but also promotes altruistic behavior and reduces aggression. This mixture of fear and joy in awe-inducing moments underscores their complex, multifaceted nature and their significant impact on our well-being. Thus, embracing and seeking out these peak experiences can dramatically transform how we view ourselves and our place in the world, steering us closer to a fulfilled and actualized life. Part 8. Exploring the full spectrum of transcendence. Understanding peak experiences might make it seem like you've reached the ultimate in personal growth. However, there's another level beyond, a state called transcendence that deepens and expands these experiences into something even more profound. Transcendence, a concept explored extensively by psychologist Abraham Maslow, defies a single definition. In his research, Maslow identified as many as 35 different interpretations of transcendence, ranging from the loss of self-consciousness to a deep connection with the cosmos. So what exactly is the essence of true transcendence? It's not about isolating a single aspect of life. Rather, transcendence encompasses the entirety of one's being. The core insight here is, transcendence involves your entire being. Unlike a peak experience which might occur in an instance of awe or beauty, transcendence is not a momentary state but a continuous journey. It involves striving to be the best version of oneself, utilizing all available resources to elevate not only personal existence, but also contributing positively to humanity at large. Who achieves this state of being? Transcendence is accessible to anyone, not just those driven by personal desires such as happiness or health. Transcenders are individuals moved by values that go beyond personal or deficiency needs. They are inspired by altruistic values and a vision that encompasses all of humanity. These transcendent values, justice, truth, meaning, goodness, beauty, steer people beyond mere self-fulfillment. Transcenders are dedicated to a purpose greater than themselves, sometimes leading to feelings of dissatisfaction or sorrow when faced with the world's harsh realities. Yet, these feelings are part of their extensive emotional landscape that includes both the joys and sorrows of human existence. Interestingly, transcendence also involves a unique integration of life's complexities. Transcenders perceive human needs and emotions not as conflicting forces, but as harmonious elements of a singular life experience. They embrace life's contradictions and uncertainties, viewing them as essential components of their expansive journey. Thus, transcendence is about embracing all facets of life, the good and the bad, and seeing them as integral parts of a unified whole. It's about being open to diverse viewpoints, willing to face challenges, and accepting the inherent uncertainties of life, all while maintaining a focus on broader humanistic goals. Final summary. The core takeaway from this discussion is the intricate interconnection of human needs. Achieving true well-being and satisfaction relies not just on meeting these needs individually, but on merging them into a cohesive whole. This holistic approach forms a solid foundation not only for personal growth, but also for reaching the pinnacle of self-actualization. By embracing the integration of our basic and complex needs, we enable ourselves to experience moments of transcendence and open up avenues to achieve our fullest potential. This pathway not only enhances our own lives, but also enriches our interactions with others, allowing us to cultivate the best versions of ourselves. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.